Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Cyport Discovery Center is a 92,000-square-foot science and entertainment center on Shreveport's riverfront. It's been a popular family attraction for years. However, Cyport has had problems staying solvent for various reasons stemming from alleged mismanagement and a lack of funding. Earlier this week, the Shreveport City Council approved a plan to reorganize Cyport and put it on a more stable operating path. It's a cooperative endeavor agreement between the city and a new group called Red River STEM Incorporated, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. The group is to manage and operate the Children's Science Center. Christy Gustafson is executive director for the Community Foundation of North Louisiana, a group that has provided grants to Cyport in the past. She is part of the effort to help reorganize the former Cyport and joins me now to explain what this agreement means and what happens next.
So the City Council approved the entry of a cooperative endeavor agreement with a new entity named Red River STEM for the use and management of the Children's Science Center in the building known as Cyport. So essentially it allows new management of the Science Museum. And that new management, or the transition, will take place on August 1st, I believe, is the effective date of the CEA. And so starting August 1st, there'll be a new board chair and shortly thereafter a new executive director, which Cyport has not had an executive director. I think it's been at least a year, but maybe even longer.
So will there be any dramatic changes to Cyport? Will it still operate under that name or will it come under a new branding banner?
It'll still be called Cyport, and the mission, will be very similar to the original mission of Cyport. Obviously, with a new executive director comes new and exciting ideas, so I'm sure some things will change and some things will be similar. It's my understanding that POP and IMAX will stay open, hopefully through the transition from old management to new, so there will be a component of Cyport that's open even while the new board and the new executive director are working on any changes they want to make to the exhibits and that kind of thing to get the entire space back up and running.
Gustafson says that current Cyport memberships will still be honored, and for updates, members are advised to check the website cyport.org. 3 in 5 Texans say they or a family member have postponed or skipped health care due to its costs. That's according to a new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation and the Episcopal Health Foundation. Alina Marks is with the Episcopal Health Foundation. She explains why more Texans forego health care to Texas Public Radio, KUT, in Austin.
Because we have the highest percentage and the highest number of uninsured adults in Texas, it's not surprising that we would have higher than the national average people reporting skipping care or being unable to afford care.
The study found that lower-income adults were more likely to report finding health care unaffordable. Weather outlook for today, there's a 50% chance of rain. Expect a high temperature of 93 with a heat index of 102. This is Red River Radio.